Hello and welcome to today's podcast. This is a Marketers for Movers podcast where we're going to delve into the issues that affect moving and storage companies throughout the United States and Canada. Today we're going to talk about 10 proven tips for moving companies to get sales leads. After all, sales leads are the lifeblood of any moving and storage company. With increased competition and a fragmentation of moving options, it's never been more important to generate quality sales leads for your salespeople. Experts in the field for over 10 years, we know how to do this. We have deep, skilled knowledge in doing it, and whether you choose someone like Marketers for Movers or another SEO company, these tips for getting sales leads will be very valuable for you. First of all, website optimization. It all starts with the internet today for movers. You know that. If you're not on page one of Google, you're probably begging for sales leads. If you are on page one of Google, life is good. We have some movers on page one, position one, and believe me, they see every offer, every bid, every move in the market. It's extremely valuable. So that's our tip number two. Get to page one of Google, because the battle is being fought on page one of Google today. Even if you own a moving company, your next door neighbor is going to check Google before they call your office. Third, you must be listed in the organic section. Yes, you can buy Google AdWords and get on page one. It's a transactional type of business, and it definitely does work as long as you're feeding the machine. The minute you stop feeding Google, the ad disappears, and so do your sales leads. Whereas, if you're optimizing your website, while it is a longer road to sales leads, it is an investment and not transactional business. But if you can get onto page one and be listed organically, life is good. But even being on page one, our research shows that you need to be in the first five listings on page one. That is the first five organic listings. Again, research indicates that 87% of all clicks are on the first five organic listings. And research also shows that only 6% of the people visiting a page actually click on the paid ads. 94% click on the organic ads. So organic listings are very important. So that gets us through point number one, two, three, and four, the first five listings. On to point number five, factual meta descriptions. We're seeing that Google has changed from permitting about 170 characters to 300 characters for a meta description. Now this becomes maybe more information than you want, but suffice to say that the meta description are those lines that appear under your URL or domain name on a Google search return. We keep talking about Google because they do handle about 63 to 64% of all US searches. Many people believe it's more because worldwide it's around 93%, but in the United States, ComScore seems to indicate that they're in the 63-64% range. If you have not had your webmaster write your own meta description, Google will just pull sentences off of your home page and really reconstruct a meta description for you. So if you write your own, you can make it factual and you can insert what I call meat and potatoes. Nobody cares about pablum in there and fluff words and things like this. Get right to the point. No hidden fees. Same day service on local moves. Rates starting at $89 an hour for two men plus travel fee and, 2 hour minimum. Things like this. Get right to it. Number six, keep your homepage simple. It is amazing what people decide to put on their homepage, especially above the fold. Please keep it simple. Make sure that people understand you want them to fill out a free quote submission. You want them to allow one of your salespeople to call them or email them and set up a time for them to come out to their home or apartment, place of business, to prepare a estimate. That's the whole point of the website. So keep it simple so people understand what you are asking from them. The beautiful thing about search engines, and this is our tip number 7, is that you're reaching people when they're in the market to buy. How great is that? This is the 21st century Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages were an absolute cash cow for your local telephone company. I can tell you from my days in the radio business that it was an absolute fact that the local Yellow Pages billed more every year than all the radio stations in the market combined. Can you imagine that? All the radio stations in the market did not bill more than the local Yellow Pages. And that's because the Yellow Pages, like today's Google AdWords, and some people do use Bing and Yahoo, reach people when they're in the market to buy. Who is going to search a Fram oil filter if they don't need an oil filter for their car? And by the same token, who is going to search for moving companies in Des Moines, Iowa, if they're not in the market to move? So not only does your ad appear, but it appears in front of people who are ready to buy. And as you probably know from any sales training, any marketing course you've taken, getting as close to people when they're ready to buy is the best thing that can happen for you. Tip number 8, direct mail. There are some companies that scour the local listings for homes for sale, and they will compile names and addresses and sell them to you so that you can mail out postcards to people who are in the process of selling their home and probably very good prospects for a moving and storage company. So direct mail does have its place. Certainly not anywhere near digital, but it does have its place. And tip number 9 of our 10 tips for moving companies to get sales leads. Tip number 9 is realtors. If you do not yet have a relationship with a realtor in your market, you should. This is a great place to get referrals, and they're more than happy to recommend someone like you whom they can trust to do a good job. So build relationships with a realtor too. It'll pay off handsomely down the road. And tip number 10, affinity tie-ins. Charities and goodwill organizations are always looking for help here and there from time to time. We had a situation in one of our markets where there had been a fundraiser for school supplies for a large school district, and they were dropped off at drugstores or Kroger stores or something like that, and somebody needed to pick these up and take them to the central distribution center for the public school system. One of our client moving and storage companies volunteered to do that, and their name, logo, trucks were plastered all over the newscast of this TV station for a day and a half, 2 days. It's great advertising, and when someone's in the market to buy, it's great credibility for your business. Nothing happens overnight, so give these tips 4 to 6 months to gain traction and provide you more quality sales leads. They all work. We use them with dozens of our moving clients daily. So put them in place now, and good luck. And thanks for listening to this podcast for MarketersForMovers.com. Thank you.